Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Sometimes we have to share bad news with you on the show, but today we have some good news and frankly hilarious news to share. One of Candace Owens' cronies by the name of Project Constitution got catfished by Rattlesnake TV, and we got the full video before it was deleted out of embarrassment. Before I show you, let me set the stage for you really quick on what happened. This was right before the Candace Owens versus Andrew Wilson debate. And Jake from Rattlesnake TV, which is a pretty decent-sized political podcast, if you guys haven't seen it, he basically reached out to Project Constitution, who's a Candace Owens surrogate, and he reached out because he said he had some secret info on Andrew Wilson. And without any verification whatsoever, this guy decided to have Jake on a live stream to reveal the massive revelation of Andrew Wilson being a Fed. And apparently there was some sort of evidence that was supposed to be shown. So with all of that, it's about a 15-minute interaction. I've distilled it down to the best few minutes of what happened. Take a look.
So without further ado, welcome to the show, Mr. Coombe. How you doing today?
Yeah, I'm okay, man. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate that. All right. So I guess you want to just give us a little history of how you could begin where you want to begin. I'll let that way, because I don't want to say anything that's going to get you in trouble.
Yeah. So I met the Wilsons a few years back, and we became friends, sort of like work friends and everything like that. And then I ended up actually spending a lot of time at their place where they lived in the States. Like a good 2 weeks or so. And then, I had some pretty crazy things revealed to me. And I saw the conversation coming up about Andrew's past recently. And to be honest, it was like a little bit alarming to me. And so I thought I would share something. And then I think that's since been deleted, but you picked up on it. And basically this was about Andrew's past before the Crucible. And I actually found, I don't know if you realize this, but I'm Australian. I found out that he'd been deployed to Australia and actually had an encounter with a drop bear. I don't know if you know about drop bears.
No.
I don't know. Not many people know about this outside of Australia, but basically drop bears are like a marsupial, and they can like, Andrew tells tall stories, so I don't know if he's even telling the truth about this, but they drop out of the trees and they'll like fuck you up, dude. They'll like fondle you and everything. So like he got fondled by a drop bear.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So he told me about that, and I was like, well, he must know about Australia if like he's telling me about like an assault by a drop bear, you know? So
yeah,
that happened. And then apparently around Europe as well, he was found floating in the Mediterranean Sea by an Italian fisherman. This is what he told me, found floating in the Mediterranean Sea by an Italian fisherman, had a, he was found with like a bank account details on him or something like this, like a bank account in Switzerland. So I mean, when we're talking about the Mediterranean and Australia and the USA and the CIA and Mossad and everything, it sounds like a multi-agency thing. And it's like, well, how does a guy like some sort of like smoking hillbilly from freaking nowhere in America who smokes cigarettes and swears at women, how does he actually become such a big internet star? And it's like, I think you and I both know, I don't agree with everything that you guys say, but like, I think you guys know that like government ops are real, you know? And then there was another thing that I found, dude. I don't even know how to say this, to be honest, but like I was in the living room one day, and basically I was walking around, and then it was maybe like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So I was thinking, afternoon. So I found my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna get some afternoon delight. Mama always said, if it's right, it's right. While waiting till the middle of a cold, dark night, skyrockets in flight. Project Constitution, skyrockets in flight. Afternoon delight. Afternoon delight.
Good one.
Afternoon delight. Project Constitution, brother. How did you not know? Did you do a basic, cursory little bit of research, my friend?
You wouldn't give me anything. Kicking
up,
I tried.
He's got me working up an appetite, getting forward to a little afternoon delight. Oh, he's one of my best friends. I am currently live streaming. I've been shit posting about it all week. Project Constitution, walk me through how you do all of this research, my friend. Please, I'd love to know it.
Yeah, well...
Thinking of you's got me working up an appetite, looking forward okay, to a little afternoon delight. Mama...
All right. I'm not even going to play their games. Like I said, he's a loser. I don't want anything to do with that. I do have...
We did it, boys! We did it!
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Amazing. And basically, Jake just made up the entire thing. I mean, everything. He goes on and on. Again, this is 15 minutes long. I didn't want to show all of it. It's just like random stuff that he came up with on the spot. If you watch the full version, it gets into some weird rabbit holes. I don't know how he kept a straight face with that. But essentially, he did what Candace Owens does on every single podcast, which is he just made something up. He just like told an interesting story, and you can see this guy is basically buying all of it until he ended the stream in embarrassment, and then he deleted it. And the reason I'm showing you this is partly because we all need a good laugh. That's always good. Sometimes, you know, you report the news, you get into the bad news too often, you don't share the good news, but I'm also showing you this because it shows how fraudulent these people's investigations are. All we're told is that the feds or the state investigators here in Utah are not trustworthy, but somehow the podcasters who make tons of money off of lies, super trustworthy. And so this is just a great example of the depth of trust people should be giving people like Project Constitution. Project Constitution, for those of you who don't know, has made up stories about Erica Kirk being a human trafficker, and he has gotten millions of views working with Candace Owens and fabricating stories for her. So this is not a small account. He's small on YouTube, he's large on X. What he does is very strategic. It's not in-depth commentary that people watch because if they got into it, they would realize it's all BS. It's quick headlines, essentially, to try and control the narrative. I'll show you what I mean. You can see right here. This is a post on YouTube just 3 days ago. It says, Candace versus Andrew, Charlie Kirk case watch party. And then he goes into depth on his kind of analysis of it. He got 380 views. Okay, I'm not one to like make fun of people for their views, but like that's not a substantial amount. He's got a few thousand, I think, subscribers on YouTube, but he has hundreds of thousands on X. And you can see this one, he just randomly posted a video of Candace Owens. He says, Candace, message to her critics, take your fake altruism and kick rocks. And I'm taking the money, essentially, the 300,000 that Andrew gave her. And you can see this one, this was just from 10 hours ago, has 45,000 views. So that's kind of what he does. He reposts Candace Owens' content. He tries to make up stories about people to get massive clicks and views. It doesn't work on YouTube because YouTube is a different kind of algorithm where people can sniff out the BS a lot easier. But on X, the quick headlines do very well. He did a story about Erica Kirk, for example, working with Epstein. He supposedly had an audio tape of her talking. It turned out to be a completely different person. That got 800,000 views. We reported on it at the time. 800,000 views. 800,000 people who heard that and thought that Erica Kirk had ties to Epstein when none of that was real. By the way, he should be sued. That's like... second person who should probably be sued by Erica Kirk, Candace Owens being the first. But he is a deeply evil person. And he's also a deeply stupid person who once again proved that these are not actual investigators. They are podcasters who are trying to bleed their audience for money. Now, really quick, guys, you know, I like to share interesting articles with you. I wanted to share this article. Trump put big oil on notice over its massive profits. His call out is raising more questions about industry accountability. Trump does a really good job of actually talking about both the economic and the environmental output of being the top energy producer in the United States. I actually thought this was a really interesting article. So it's completely free. You can go read it. I put it at the top of the description below. I wanted to let you guys know about it. I also wanted to let you guys know about Cloaked. Now you'll notice I didn't have a Cloaked ad in this video today. Cloaked is one of my sponsors. I simply just wanted to come out and say they've been a fantastic partner. If you guys are kind of on the fence, you've seen the ads about it, I would highly suggest you go check it out. Cloaked essentially helps you stop getting spam calls, gives you a VPN, and it deletes all of your data out there. They've been really good to me. It's a product I use, and it's helped me and my family be a lot safer since there are people out there trying to get our information. So go check them out. I've got a link in the description below that gives you a discount. It helps support me. It helps you get a great deal as well. Now, another thing that's been going around the internet this week is Hassan Piker. Hassan came out in a video praising Candace Owens, and this was one of the most candid views, I would say, of who she is that I've ever heard. Take a look.
This queen, because this is a queen that successfully and single-handedly undermined the Republican initiative to martyrize Charlie Kirk and use that example to crack down on political dissent. She dropped a grenade on the discourse. You understand? So I'm with her. It's hard. It's hard for me. My brain says, no, it's probably Tyler Robinson. But my heart says, go, Candace, go. Keep cooking. You know, does that make sense? I can't like her tweets because she blocked me many, many years ago. This is before she became our hero. Okay. Many, many years ago, Candace Owens blocked me. I've not been a fan of Candace Owens. I am a fan now.
First off, if you call someone a queen, you immediately should just lose your First Amendment rights. That should not be accepted in America. But second, Hassan Piker perfectly laid it out, actually. This should have been a moment of unity when Charlie was shot. You got to think about this. A leftist assassinated him. Just think about that. What could have unified the right more? We actually saw this when Donald Trump was shot at. When he was shot in the ear in Butler, Pennsylvania, massive unification on the right. Massive unification. And Donald Trump didn't even die. I think if Donald Trump had died, maybe what we would have seen is a similar instance to Charlie Kirk, where the conspiracies would have flown and it would not have been unifying. But Candace Owens and Hassan Piker are working on the same project here. That's why he likes it. That's why he loves her. She undermined that unity and is helping Democrats get elected. At the same time as doing that, basically like a month before that, she came out and said she hated Donald Trump and that she regretted ever voting for him and she regretted endorsing him. It's all connected. The real party that is in disarray right now is actually not the Republican Party. It is the Democrats. We all love talking about the Republican Civil War, and I think it's good for us to do that because we need to make sure the Republican Party is strong to take on the left. But the Democrat Party is having a far more existential civil war. The Republican Party, honestly, has a very strong immune system right now. It is kicking out the bad people. Thomas Massie's a great example. There's some other people who, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene resigned. She didn't even want to be a part of it anymore, which is great, frankly, especially after all the shady stuff she's done. And we've got the Florida primaries tonight. By the way, all the Groypers, they're all going to lose. So the Republican Party's got a strong immune system. But in the Democrat side, you have socialists who hate the Constitution, who are openly saying that. That's not my words. I'm reporting on this on a different show today that I do. It's called Politibrawl Daily, if you guys want to go check that out. But I'm talking about a secret group chat and Zoom lesson where these people are talking about DSA principles, and they openly just say, we hate the Constitution, we're trying to get around it. And they're essentially primarying establishment Democrats. That's a civil war. We don't have anything remotely like that in the GOP. And so when Hassan Piker sees the infighting that Candace is trying to create, he cheers it on because it gives him more time to infiltrate the Democrat Party, which is what he's trying to do right now. Every time Candace Owens comes up with a new conspiracy theory, the left cheers. All of them do. Not because they believe it's true. None of them believe it's true. Ironically, none of them are even dumb enough to believe what Candace and Baron Coleman and all of them are saying, which is crazy to say because they literally believe men and women can just become each other, that gender doesn't exist. And yet they're not even dumb enough to believe what Candace is putting out there. They cheer because it's another thing to distract voters from what matters. And it detaches GOP voters from reality. Another thing we've got to address with this is Nick Fuentes. Good conservatives right now are reposting this clip of Nick Fuentes destroying Candace Owens. And I'm going to show you this clip. And then I've got a very different take than most of my fellow...
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Conservatives.
The right wing can never, ever forgive Candace Owens or Tucker Carlson for. They can never forgive them for what I'm about to say. Whatever you think about what happened on September 10th, whoever you think did it, it doesn't matter on some level. Whether he was shot or blown up, who pulled the trigger, or who was in Tyler Robinson's ear that made him pull the trigger, all of that exists independently from one very inconvenient fact, well documented thoroughly, which is that Charlie Kirk died that day publicly, gruesomely. It was horrific. And people that didn't even like him cried that day, but not everybody. There were hundreds, thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of left-wingers. Their first reaction, seeing a young man, 31 years old, with a wife and kids, publicly executed, his neck gushing with blood in front of hundreds of college students, their first reaction was to smile and laugh, and then to celebrate, and then film themselves celebrating, because that's how wicked they are. That's how much hatred the left has for us, all of us. That's who Charlie Kirk was. He represents all of us. I didn't like him. He didn't like me. I didn't agree with him. He didn't agree with me. He thought I should have been censored. But the left hates Charlie Kirk because he says the things that we all basically believe. Because Charlie Kirk shot in the neck, blood gushing, people smiling and celebrating. Why? Because he voted for Trump? Because he supports Trump? Because he wants a meritocracy instead of equity? Those people should have been annihilated. They should have been prevented from ever holding power again. That's what should have happened. And there's an alternate timeline, by the way, where Candace Owens doesn't exist and Tucker Carlson doesn't exist. And a week after Charlie Kirk is assassinated, we round up Antifa. We round up the DSA. We round up the far left agitators and activists and foot soldiers and donors. And we make it so that they are never able to hold power over us ever again. There's an alternate timeline where that happens.
So is Nick Fuentes right? Of course he is. Obviously. But we are making a massive mistake by saying, see, look, even Nick Fuentes knows. That's what everyone's saying. Look, even Nick Fuentes is saying this about Candace. Guys, I've used this analogy a million times. Sharks can detect blood in the water better than a doctor. I don't know how many miles out it is, but if you're bleeding in the water, a shark knows like immediately. A doctor miles out has no idea. They've got no way to sense it. Nick Fuentes is a shark. A shark can detect the blood in the water. That does not mean the shark can stitch up your wound. Only a doctor can do that. Nick Fuentes is part of the movement to get Democrats elected. He openly endorsed him a few months back, said he wants him to win the midterm. So he's saying the exact same thing, ironically, as Candace Owens has been saying. Him being right about Candace means nothing. It just means he's a shark. It's not indicative of his intelligence or his ability to bring about positive change in America. He's simply a shark in the water. There is nothing impressive about that. We do not look at sharks and think, wow, so impressive, such good doctors. No, we just simply look at them as the scary thing that they are, and we think, okay, let's get away from them. We don't want any part of them. And by the way, he was on both Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens' podcast just this year, did not push back on either of them. So in addition to all those things I just said, he's also a coward because in the safety of his own podcast studio, he will talk about them face to face. He will not call them out. And I bring this up because I just cannot stand the narrative I'm hearing from all kinds of conservative podcasters right now. They're saying, oh, Nick Fuentes, wrong about a lot of stuff. You know, says a lot of stupid stuff, but he's super smart at the same time. And he's right about this one. They say, oh, Nick Fuentes said some bad things in the past, but he's pretty in touch with politics. Guys, no, he's not. No, he is not. Smelling blood in the water is not impressive. It's not. Anyone can do it. What's impressive is sticking to timeless wisdom and real virtuous change in America, both in the micro and in the macro, in your personal life and in people around you. Nick Fuentes, not married, doesn't have kids. He streams in his basement. That's it. That's all he does. His whole shtick. Nick Fuentes does not have a single candidate that he likes in office right now. And he won't for a long time. None. He has no ability to bring about political change in his life or in anyone else's. So why would the conservative movement care what he has to say, even if he can smell blood in the water? His political movement is dead, and it should be dead. He's not our ally, not even against Candace Owens. He can call Candace Owens dumb from afar. That's all fine. All of us can acknowledge that, while also remembering he was on her podcast 3 months ago, and he's a total hypocrite. With all of that, guys, thanks for watching this show. I do want to let you know that if you like listening to this podcast and you're watching right now on Facebook or YouTube, you can also listen on all podcasting sites right now. We are ranked in the top 150 largest news podcasts in the world. That is a huge deal, and it's all thanks to you guys. Again, you can go listen anywhere you listen to your podcasts.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.